The anger and the emptiness and the hate that had come with the letdown after the bridge, when he had looked up from where he had lain and, crouching, seen Anselmo dead, were still all through him. In him, too, was despair from the sorrow that soldiers turn to hatred in order that they may continue to be soldiers. Now it was over. He was lonely, detached, and unelated, and he hated everyone he saw.
"If there had been no snow," Pilar said.
And then, not suddenly, as a physical release could have been, if the woman would have put her arm around him, say, but slowly and from his head, he began to accept it and let the hate go out. Sure, the snow. That had done it. The snow. Done it to others. Once you saw it again as it was to others, once you got rid of your own self, the always ridding of self that you had to do in war, where there could be no self, where your self is only to be lost. Then, from his losing of it, he heard Pilar say,
"Sordo."
"What?" he said.
"Sordo."
"Yes," Robert Jordan said. He grinned at her, a cracked, stiff, too-tightened facial tendoned grin. "Forget it. I was wrong. I am sorry, woman. Let us do this well and all together. And the bridge is blown, as thou sayest."
"Yes. Thou must think of things in their place."
"Then I go now to Augustine. Put thy gypsy much farther down so that he can see well up the road. Give those guns to Primitivo, and take this machina. Let me show thee."
"Keep the machina," Pilar said. "We will not be here any time. Pablo should come now, and we will be going."
"Rafael," Robert Jordan said, "come down here with me. Here, good. See those coming out of the culvert? There, above the truck? Coming toward the truck? Hit me one of those. Sit. Take it easy." The gypsy aimed carefully and fired, and as he jerked the bolt back and ejected the shell, Robert Jordan said, "Over. You threw against the rock above. See the rock dust? Lower by 2 feet. Now, careful. They're running. Good. Sigue tirando."
"I got one,"
the gypsy said. The man was down in the road halfway between the culvert and the truck. The other two did not stop to drag him. They ran for the culvert and ducked in.
"Don't shoot at him,"
Robert Jordan said. "Shoot for the top part of a front tire on the truck. So if you miss, you'll hit the engine. Good." He watched with the glasses. "A little lower. Good.
You shoot like hell. Mucho. Mucho.
Shoot me the top of the radiator. Anywhere on the radiator.
Thou art a champion.
Look. Don't let anything come past that point there. See?
Watch me break the windshield in the truck,"
the gypsy said happily. "Nay, the truck is already sick," Robert Jordan said. "Hold thy fire until anything comes down the road. Start firing when it is opposite the culvert. Try to hit the driver, that you should all fire then," he spoke to Pilar, who had come farther down the slope with Primitivo. "You are wonderfully placed here. See how that steepness guards thy flank?"
"That you should get about thy business with Augustine," Pilar said. "Desist from thy lecture. I have seen terrain in my time."
"Put Primitivo farther up there," Robert Jordan said. "There, see, man, this side of where the bank steepens?"
"Leave me," said Pilar. "Get along, Inglés, thou and thy perfection. Here there is no problem."
Just then, they heard the planes. Maria had been with the horses for a long time, but they were no comfort to her, nor was she any to them. From where she was in the forest, she could not see the road, nor could she see the bridge, and when the firing started, she put her arm around the neck of the big, white-faced bay stallion that she had gentled and brought gifts to many times when the horses had been in the corral and the trees below the camp. But her nervousness made the big stallion nervous, too, and he jerked his head, his nostrils widening at the firing and the noise of the bombs. Maria could not keep still, and she walked around, patting and gentling the horses, and making them all more nervous and agitated. She tried to think of the firing not as just a terrible thing that was happening, but to realize that it was Pablo below with the new men and Pilar with the others above, and that she must not worry nor get into a panic, but must have confidence in Roberto. But she could not do this, and all the firing above and below the bridge and the distant sound of the battle that rolled down from the pass like the noise of a far-off storm with a dried, rolling rattle in it and the irregular beat of the bombs was simply a horrible thing that almost kept her from breathing. Then later she heard Pilar's big voice from away, below on the hillside, shouting up some obscenity to her that she could not understand, and she thought, oh God, no, no. Don't talk like that with him in peril. Don't offend anyone and make useless risks. Don't give any provocation.